Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Brach ist Perik Tess. Mishnah Aleph. Haroya Makaim Shanasu bei Nisim li Yisrael. Haroya Makaim, if someone sees a place, Shanasu bei Nisim li Yisrael, where Nisim happened for Klal Yisrael. For example, says the Batinur, you see where Hashem did Kriyas Yamsev, where you saw Nachli Arnoin, the canyons of Arnoin. That's where the Amorim positioned themselves on both sides of the mountain, and they were going to shoot, Rachman al-Tzlan, their arrows at Klal Yisrael as they passed through the narrow pass down at the bottom. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes. The two mountains crushed together. Well, let's say you see the place where Hashem split the Yarden. That's when Yeshua came with Klal Yisrael to come into Eretz Yisrael. You saw the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat upon when the Yidden were Mekayim Mechiyas HaMalek, or at least started to be Mekayim Mechiyas HaMalek. Those are the examples that the Batanura gives. So, Omer, you say, Baruch she'asanisim laviseinu b'makam ezeh. You say, Baruch atu Hashem l'kenem melech ha'olam. She'asanisim laviseinu b'makam ezeh. Who did these nisim, who performed these miracles for aviseinu, for our forefathers, b'makam ezeh, at this place. Let's say I pass a place where a nes happened just for one person. Even, let's say, many people, but not for all of Klal Yisrael. You don't say a bracha. But the person himself who had a nes, as well as his children or his grandchildren, that person would make a bracha. He would say, Baruch atah Hashem l'kenu melchama she'asa li nes b'makam hazeh. Or if the nes happened to his parents, he would say, she'asa la'avi or la'voisai b'makam hazeh. Shulchan Aruch says, if a nes happened to his rabbi, he also says, Baruch she'asa nes l'rabbi b'makam hazeh. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Someone passes makam shenekra mimenu avedes kechav. Makam means to rip out. Someone passes makam a place shenekra mimenu avedes kechav, a place in Eretz Yisrael where they ripped out the avodah zarah. Omer, he says, Baruch she'akar avodah zarah me'artzeni. Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, who uprooted the avodah zarah from our land. Now these brachas, how often do you make it? Let's say I pass it every day on my way to work. I should keep making the bracha every single day, on the way to work and on the way back? And the answer is no. There would have to be 30 days that passed from the last time you saw it. That's when it has an effect on you. Things that we constantly see, unfortunately, doesn't have an effect on us. So again, if you see a place where a nes happened to all of Klal Yisrael, you say, Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam she'asa nisim laviseinu b'makam hazeh. If you see a place that a nes happened, not to everybody, but to some people or to a yachid, you don't make a bracha unless it happened to you. Then you say, Baruch she'asa li nes b'makam hazeh. Or if it happened to your father, you say, Baruch she'asa nes la'avi b'makam hazeh. You see a place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted in Eretz Yisrael, only in Eretz Yisrael, you say, Baruch she'akar avodes kechav me'artzeinu. In Chutz La'aretz, there's a different bracha, you say, she'akar avodes kechav me'hamakam hazeh. Now here there's a shaila in halacha, what's called a nes? Is it only a nes she'loy al pi derech hateva? Mamash a nes happened? Or let's say, someone stepped into the street and his hat blew off and he turned around to pick up his hat and just then the trolley car that passed by missed him. So some Paiskim hold, no, has to mamish be a nes, she'ena b'derech hateva. Some argue and say, no, even a nes that b'derech hateva. But it would depend on many different circumstances. So vada, you shouldn't make a bracha unless you first ask a shayla. You can take a look in the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha Siman Reish Yud Ches Sif Tes, who explains more details about this. The Medrash tells us that when Yosef HaTzadik left Mitzrayim to go with his father by the Levaya of his father, when Yaakovinu passed away, he passed the pit that the Shvatim threw him in, where you had the snakes and the scorpions. And he made the bracha, Baruch she'asa li nes b'makam hazeh. When the Vilna Gaon's mother was once pushing the baby over a bridge, there was a nes that happened. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner used to make a bracha when he passed that bridge, Baruch she'asa nes l'rabbi b'makam hazeh. But again, it depends on a lot of different factors, whether the bracha should be made with Shem HaMalchus, without Shem HaMalchus. Of course, you would ask a Rav if this was Negeya, but it's always important to thank Hashem, even if you're not making a bracha. But if you feel you were in a certain place and you had a tzlacha and bracha there, thank Hashem, even without officially saying the Nusach HaBracha. The Al Shech HaKadosh has a lashon in some place, that Hashem has a minig. You know what Hashem's minig is? The more we thank Him for, the more He gives us.